From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad you're tuning in today as the Reverend Ivan Foster, retired minister of Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Church, is here to Let the Bible Speak.
Hello and welcome again around the Word of God. We're going to look at a new text today, and I want to speak on the subject, the slander of Christ's ministry that became a statement of His mercy. If you have your Bible close to hand, we'll look up the Gospel of Luke, the chapter 15, and the verses 1 and 2. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. That which the enemies of the Lord Jesus counted a fault, indeed a fault of the very highest order, was in fact an expression of the greatness of God's love and mercy towards sinners. This man that the Pharisees and scribes were murmuring against and accusing of the great sin of receiving and eating with sinners was the Messiah, the Son of God, though few recognized him for who he was. Isaiah, who had a clearer view of him than these murmurers, said of him, His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Isaiah chapter 9 and the verse 6. Paul also spoke of him in the clearest terms when he said that he was God who was manifest in the flesh. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and the verse 16. Jesus Christ is the God-man, and he was here on his mission of mercy. It was as he was engaged upon the work of mercy that he was criticized. What is said against the Saviour by his enemies is, in fact, no grounds for faulting him, but rather a glorious truth in which we should rejoice. If this were not true, that is, Christ receiveth sinners, none would ever be saved. Every true believer is an evidence that this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. There are two matters I wish to press upon you from these words of criticism. First of all, note that Christ delights in the company of sinners. This is not the first time that this accusation had been made. We read in Matthew chapter 9, And it came to pass, as Matthew sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? Verses 10 and 11. Again, in Matthew 11, the verse 19, we read, The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, Behold, a man gluttonous and a wine-bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. How his conversing with sinners was hated by his enemies. Please note with me that it was upon such that he set his love in eternity. 2 Timothy chapter 1, the verse 9 reads, Who hath saved us, and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. God eternally purposed to save sinners. in the eternal covenant of grace, God the Father gave a people to Christ in eternity. That people are called the elect of God, and they are loved by him. The sinners gathered about him are such as he loved from all eternity. Paul put it like this: when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. Romans 5 and 10. Again, Paul said, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5 and the verse 8. Again, please note, he had come on a mission to meet with sinners. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost, says the Saviour in Luke chapter 19 and the verse 10. He had also declared at the beginning of his ministry, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Luke chapter 5 and the verse 32. This was his answer to a charge similar to that being laid against him now in our text. The Saviour delighted to see sinners come to him, for it was evidence of his Father working. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. John chapter 6 and the verse 44. None of those who are converted today came to Christ of their own volition. No, they were drawn by the power and grace of God. Let me tell you this, the sinner's natural instinct is to get away from Christ. Those with whom Christ is here eating and drinking have been drawn, I believe, by God the Father. The word draw is a word used to depict a fisherman drawing in his net. That is what happens when a sinner comes to Christ. He is the subject of the drawing power of the hand of God. Such a coming to Christ was the fruit of the cross. Calvary was a place where Christ offered himself as a sacrifice for the sins of his people. In consequence of his offering being accepted of the Father, those who are Christ's from all eternity are drawn into a saving relationship with him. Isaiah stated it so: he shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. Isaiah chapter 53 and the verse 11. The harvest of the Saviour's suffering on the cross is the drawing of those for whom he died unto himself. This drawing to Christ is the first step that will eventually lead to heaven and to glory. It's the beginning of a pilgrimage that ends with the Lord in heaven. The Saviour states it like this: no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. John 6 and the verse 44. On that glorious morning of resurrection, all who believe in Christ shall be raised from the grave, bearing his likeness. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. 1 John chapter 3 and the verse 2. Again, we read these words: for the Saviour himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the verses 16 and 17. Now let me come to the second point I wish to make. Those who seek Christ delight in his company. That is how you can tell someone who is troubled about their soul and the things of eternity. Christ's enemies detested him. Everything he did and said was wrong. They found fault with him continually. How different is the attitude toward Christ of those publicans and sinners who drew near to him. It says in verse 1 of our text, they came to hear him. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. Luke 15 verse 1. This, of course, is what we are commanded to do. There came a voice out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved Son, hear him. Luke 9:35. These people had an ear for the Saviour. Such an inclining of the ear to the words spoken by Christ indicates something very important. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. John 10, verse 27. If you are not inclined to hear the words of Christ, you are none of his flock. Again, notice that these sinners stayed to eat with Christ. They delighted in his company. This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them, complained the enemies of Christ. We usually only dine with those whose company we find enjoyable and congenial. How many cannot wait to get out of Bible preaching services when after much effort they have been induced to attend? Many who would declare themselves to be Christians and consider themselves to be on the way to heaven hardly ever darken the doors of a Bible preaching church. Such is not the behaviour of those who have experienced the blessed words of Christ. They wish to linger in his company. These people listened and stayed then to dine with Christ. Note also, such will spend eternity delighting in his company. The heavenly throng are described for us in this fashion. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Revelation chapter 7, the verse 17. Surely it can be seen that those who delighted not in the company of Christ on earth are not likely to be found in his company in heaven. Christ receiveth sinners, says our text. Unless you receive him here on earth, you will not be received by him in glory. Please, today, note his willingness to welcome sinners into his presence, and then avail yourself of that love and grace and seek his face for salvation, for the forgiveness of sins. Let my last words to you be those of our text. This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. God help you to seek him out today. The Lord bless you, and thank you for listening to our recent broadcasts. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Ivan Foster, 17 Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, Trillick, BT78 3RN. Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Ivan Foster, 17 Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, Trillick, BT78 3RN. Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Church welcomes you to the Lord's Day services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. and the church is situated on the Old Junction Road, Kilskerry. For further information, you may phone us on 028-8956-1564, 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.